You know, when you're seated and you're just overcome, but in that moment you can never remember all that, and you are just rejoicing. Praise Jesus. And everyone who had hungered each another in that field, they don't tell them that you hungered me before, but all of us are just rejoicing for victory. That's why we pray God to give us forgiveness among ourselves
for
today who have done us evil, that we too we can buy them a space to repent. God bless you all richly. We want to be moving on with the word of God. Praise Jesus so much. We sing the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. Praise Jesus so much. I told you we're moving on with the journey of heaven. From planet Earth where we are, stretching through all the heaven and reaching the third heavens and moving above the heavens to go back to the beginning. But the journey we began from this earth which is habitable, and right now we stretched out of it. We left planet Earth, we saw other 9 planets, and we had a total of 10 planets. We saw the kingdom of the stars together with the sun and the moon, and we saw hell, and we saw the principalities who are found in the kingdom of the stars, their first base, and the other base, the Atlantic Ocean, and in different water bodies around the world, and on the different hills. And this is where they sit to best to capture all the clans and tribes of the nations. Praise Jesus so much. But in all we are moving on, we want to be winding up what concerns the principalities. At least what we have seen about them in brief, it will help us when we join the fullness of that, as we see Satan's schemes on the other day of Tuesday and Wednesday. Praise Jesus. Yesterday we last covered, and the devil is imprisoned, and he was imprisoned in the bottomless pit most of his angels, and we saw that the authority he handed it over to Jezebel. This Jezebel is the first fallen angel who joined the devil.
He's
the one who first joined on the devil in the rebellion. From the marriage to which we were espoused to our master, the Lord Jesus,
and
he decided to get married to another side. But we are moving on to prove this, that as we are binding the devil, all the authority he handed it over to Jezebel. Let's move on with that issue.
According
to Revelation 13, that is why it's called a great prostitute.
Yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'ebyeddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nti omusota,
that the dragon,
we tumanye obulungi Satan,
whom we know as the devil,
omulimba w'ensi zonna,
the deceiver of the entire world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bali bamusiba,
as was being imprisoned,
mu lutalo olwasembayo mu ggulu,
the last battle which happened in heaven,
n'abamugobyeyo,
as was cast out of there. Revelation 12:7,
paka 17,
unto 17,
bamugoba mu ggulu,
when he was chased from heaven.
Malaika Abaddon obunyo obutakoma yamusiba.
Abaddon of the boldness speed imprisoned him.
Okusinzira kubikulirwa 20.
According to Revelation 20.
Naye obuyinza bwonna.
All the authority.
N'amaanyi.
And the power.
N'entebe.
And the throne.
N'ajiwa ensoro.
He handed it over to the beast.
Ensoro eno.
This beast.
Kitegeeza obwakabaka bwa Satan.
It means the kingdom of the devil.
Naye nga atabeera abutuddeko.
But the one we seated right on it.
Jezebel.
It is Jezebel.
According
to Revelation 17, let's go there brief. And this is the first fallen angel and joined on the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelation
17, Kine wajjo omukuba amalayika omusanvu abalina ebibi omusanvu. N'ayogera
nange.
Bikulwa 17 lunyi lwa kusatu, n'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu, ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvoozi, ng'erina omutwe 7 n'amayembe 10. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu, era n'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi n'eruulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo.
This woman sitting on a beast.
Jezebel.
She's Jezebel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Just as he first got the name and the seasons of Ahab, the king of Israel. When you go to Kings, 1 Kings chapter 21, but we see again in Revelation and the Jezebel is still spoken of.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. But in all this, this is the chief adulteress.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The beast she sits on, when you look at it, it is the kingdom of the devil. And it's just like the devil himself, whom we would have called the spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you get back from verse
1
to 2, this word I request you understand it proper. Revelation 17 from verse 1.
Ne wajja omukuba amalayika 7 abalina ebibi 7 n'ayogera nange ng'agamba nti jangu wano nange nnaakulaga omusango gw'omwenzi omukulu atuula ku mazzi amangi. Bakabaka b'ensi gwe bayenda naye n'abo abatuula ku nsi ne batamiira omwenge gw'obwenzi bwe. N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo. Ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvoozi ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu era n'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi n'eruulu ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi ey'obwenzi bwe.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And she had a camp filled with all the abominations, unrighteousness, the whole of it. This is the agenda of the devil, or the Bible of the devil. Within it are all things used to blaspheme the word of God. But they have told you the chief adulteress. Why is she called the chief adulteress? When you go back to Judges, Judges chapter 9, they show us that when they are making a meeting to reject the Lord, that they may choose the devil in that time that he will be the one to rule over them.
This
is the one who led into campaigning among all the angels. What is more, we shall see it in the Jerusalem city of heaven. But he was the one who led the campaign, all the other fallen angels, and they followed. That's why she calls the chief adulteress. Why call the chief adulteress? Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Let's read there and we see. 2 Corinthians 11, we began from verse 1.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya 10 n'emu onyo olusooka. Singa mungumiikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumiikirize. Kubanga mbakwatirwa obuggya bwa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleeta eri Kristo ng'abawala abalongoofu. Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimbakawa mu bukuusa bwagwo. Mpozza ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba. Mukulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bali batufumbiza bafu.
They had espoused us to one husband.
Era okutwalanga abawala abalongoofu eri Mukama wafu
Yesu. And to take us virgin girls to the master Jesus.
Kati mukumulekawo kwaffe.
Now in leaving him for us.
Wetufukira abenzi.
That's where we become adulterers.
Naye nga bagezaako kulaga.
But they try to show you.
Lwaki
why is this woman we've seen on a piece? Why is she called the chief adulteress? Many angels left the Lord and many human beings. But among them went in that adultery. This one is the one who led in that adulteress. And she handed himself over to the devil and turned, changed the husband. When the Master Jesus speaks of us, in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. Let's get Jeremiah 31:31-33.
Yeremiah asatu mwemu asatu mwemu paka asatu musatu. Agamba bwati. Tirabe ennaku zijja bwayogera Mukama. Lwendiragana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri n'ennyumba ya Yuda. Singa endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajjammwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri. Endagaano yange eyo ne bagimenya, newankubadde nga nnali mbawasizza, bwayogera Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That even though Jesus had married us, now what is happening is this. All creations in heaven and on earth, all of them are espoused to Jesus, unto the Father, and unto the Master Jesus, and unto the Holy Spirit. But if you abandon him, they call you an adulterer, and you go to worship another thing. Praise Jesus. Now this Jezebel, why is called the chief adulteress? Even before Adam and Eve fell, he had already fell. By the time he rose from Jerusalem to this one, where the cherubim are made, to move up to deceive Adam and Eve, he had already converted this angel. Then he was campaigning amongst his other angels. That's why you heard in Genesis chapter 3. And the devil goes to attack man. And you had already offsprings. And they say that the battle has been put enmity between you and the offsprings of the woman. By the time he arose to go deceive man, already he had already conned some angels following him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, this was the first to hearken from the devil. And because he was coming from the council, angels of council, he was able to connect with many people pretending to be reasoning with them in wisdom. Praise Jesus. You know, when a person has been a counselor on the village, he can connect and relate with many people using that skill. For he was using so much this gift.
And
that is why the spirit moving on through making prophecy which are deceptive. Now when the devil knew that I've gotten this one,
and he's
coming from the groups of the council, of the angels of the scales,
yes,
praise Jesus, he was able to connect with many other angels. But I've told you the name Jezebel
kabaka Akabu owa Israeli.
God is in the generation of King Ahab of Israel.
Bwe yalinga akoledde mu mukyala we.
When he had walked through the wife of King Ahab.
Kuno gwe moyo gwali gutta abatukufu.
This is the spirit which was killing the saints.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era tulabane mu kitabo ky'okubikulirwa.
And we see the book of Revelation.
Abamukomyawo erinnye.
And it's brought back that name.
Naye erinnya lyasinga okozesa.
But the name he uses most.
Atera nnyo okuyita n'abakyala we.
Calls himself somebody the Queen of Heaven.
Okusinza be tulaba mu Yeremiya.
According to how we see in Jeremiah 44, let's go there from verse 15.
Yeremiya esula ya na munya onyirirwa 15. Yeremiya anamunya 15.
Jeremiah 44 verse 15.
Abasajja bonna abamanya ng'abakazi baabwe botereza bakatonda abalala obubane n'abakazi bonna abali bayimiridde awo ekibiina ekinene. Abantu bonna baali batuula mu nsi y'e Misiri ne Pusulosi ne baddamu Yeremiya nga boogera nti ekigambo ky'otubuuliridde mu linnya lya Mukama tetukuwulire naye tetulirema kutuukiriza buli kigambo ekyava mu kamwa kaffe okwotereza kabaka w'eggulu omukazi obubane n'okumufukira ebiweebwayo ebyokunywa nga bwe twakolanga fe ne bajjajjaffe bassekabaka baffe n'abakungu baffe mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu nguudo ez'e Yerusaalemi kubanga lwe twabanga n'ebyokulya ebingi ne tuba bulungi ne tutalaba bubi. Olw'ekkumi n'omunaana naye kasookedde tulekayo okwotereza kabaka y'eggulu omukazi obubane n'okumufukira ebiweebwayo ebyokunywa tubadde mu kwedaaga n'okumalibwawo n'ekitala n'enjala.
Owulidde kye badde bagamba.
You heard what they have been saying.
Baamuyitanga kabaka w'eggulu
omukazi. The Queen of Heaven.
Era ye bw'amala okwegatta ku sitaani.
And after she joined the devil.
Naamugamba gwe n'abakyala w'eggulu.
And he told her, you are the Queen of Heaven.
Kweganga bona awaana omuntu.
Just let you praise someone.
Oyagala okumusembeza gy'oli.
And you want to draw them to yourself.
Twayikulira mu Daniel.
We were hearing in Daniel.
Esule ye 11.
Daniel 11.
Onyolwasa tupaka 40. Nti buli amwegattaka amwongerako ebiti.
That whoever joins on the devil adds honors unto them.
At ono malaika bw'amwegattako.
Now when this angel joined on the devil.
Yamwongerako ekikiibwe.
He added the title of her.
Namugamba munne gwe kati n'abakyala
we. Told her right now you are the Queen of Heaven.
Era ebyaddirira.
And what followed.
Nga bw'ogenda mu maaso n'okuwulira.
As you're going to hear.
Abantu olwaliro beebuuza.
When people are asking themselves.
Sitaani ddala babeera baamusiba.
If the devil is in prison.
Ani alimba ensi.
Who is deceiving the world.
Obuyinza bonna yabukwasa Jezebeli.
All the authority handed it over to Jezebeli.
N'amaanyi n'entebe ye.
And the power and his authority.
Y'atudde mu
ntebe. He's the one seated in the throne.
Era y'akutte agenda y'okulimba ensi.
The one holding the agenda of deceiving this world.
Ono ayitibwa bwe tubadde tuwulira nti erinnya lye lyakyusibwa ne bamutuma n'abakyala
we. This one whom his name was changed. It's called the Queen of Heaven. According to Jude 1:6, these angels never kept the dominions of authority they were given.
But
they went on those that they began to promise them.
And
some of them thought to become the 24 elders. Others wanted to become the 4 living creatures. Others wanted to be cherubim. Others wanted to be angels holding the trumpets. Others the one with the weapons. I don't know where the others were going to share what, for there were many.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4, they never kept their position of authority. They were trying to look for more other honors. But when this one was honored, and they told her you are the Queen of Heaven. And they told her you are going to get honors. It was good in speaking. Even in predicting the future. For the way that I've said that, it was prophesying. Like you look in Acts 16.
It's
the same demon which prophesied, which was upon the prophet who is female.
So bwatu bwagenda akola emirimu.
That is how he moves doing his work.
Mawanga agenjawo.
In different nations.
Bamuita amanya agenjawo.
They are calling her different names.
Waliyo bamuita Diana.
Yeah, they call her Diana.
Waliyo wanempozi Uganda bamuita simanyi ani? Nyabuzana. Bwe bityo. Mm-hmm.
They are calling her different names in different nations. But that is the first fallen angel who joined the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, like things of like that were many. But this one, today is the one who comes back in the image of Mary. Moving to appear in different nations. But know it like this. There is no female in heaven. And there is no queen of heaven. There is no mother or God. Like the others speak. According to the scripture they try to show us. Mark 12:25-27. Bible tells us like this.
Mark 12:25. Tikubanga bwebali zukira mu bafu tebali wasa so tebali wayira naye bali banga bamalaika ab'omuggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ndi katosubira nti Maria ali muggulu eringa alinga omukazi.
Expect Mary is in heaven and she's like a woman.
Tobera yongo olinga mukazi
wa musajja. You are not there and you are like a woman or a man.
Wabulobera yongo oli nga malaika.
But you are there when you are like an angel.
But simanyi Maria tusabire kwa bonu.
Now I don't know how Mary pray for us sinners.
Dala Maria jari.
Whether Mary is really there.
Ina Katonda.
The mother of God.
Katonda yaliwo.
God was there before Mary even existed. Now she gave birth to him when? Bible speaks, in the beginning was the Word. According to John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him. And without him, nothing was created. That's why the Bible says that life was within him and life became the light of men. We are explaining and we are told there appeared a man who was not a light. This is John, but he was testifying of the light. And he said he was in the world, even the world created it, and he was in his own territory. But they in his own territory never knew him. They who knew him and believed him, he gave the right to become children of God. They were not born by flesh and blood, nor even the desire of the body. The Bible proves and says that the word clothed the flesh, and he appeared unto us. The importance is this. In the womb of Mary, he passed there to clothe the body that appears. But
she's
not the one who gave birth to him. Like you hear how they deceive. That is Jezebel moving on deceiving people. In heaven, there is no woman you're going to pray to. Even the name given us in heaven and earth, the name of Jesus to pray through it. There is no name of any saint. There is no name of anything else you can pray through. Praise Jesus. Now we know what we study here. So the Bible proves that you appears to people like Mary, that is Jezebel, who is known as and calling herself Queen of Heaven, but is thinking and holding on to the same thing, for they take her as the mother of God. But it's not like that. That is total blasphemy. Now that's Jezebel. That's how he got in the throne of his husband. And we see the Bible speak of him. That he claims that he's not a widow. Because they got married to another side. See how we're going to capture and imprison him. And he says he is not a widow. And he has many children. But all of that is a waste of time. God has tried to tell you what is happening in the midst. You read the scriptures, Revelation 18. You will see her again. And he says that she's not a widow. Even though she knows that he was imprisoned. Now he's still working with all strength possible to throw down and destroy many people and to join them on his army as he expects that they will win the war. That's why he speaks that he's not a widow. It's like they will imprison your husband life sentence
and you
is my husband, I still have him. That's why he speaks in Revelation 18 and he says he's not a widow. When he joined Isaiah 47 too, he still speaks the same thing.
Those
words were brought you to know that the husband to him was imprisoned and it was already sentenced to him. He's headed the lake of fire. But the beast you see she's seated on, that is the kingdom of the devil. According to Daniel chapter 7, praise Jesus. And when you look at the devil, in Revelation 12, verses 1 to 5, let's go and see. There is something I want you to connect.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 12 onye olusooka mpaka lwa 5. Kino akabonero akanene ne kalabika mu ggulu. Omukazi ng'ayambadde enjuba n'omwezi nga guli wansi w'ebigere bye. Ne ku mutwe gwe nga kuliko engule ey'emmunyeenye 12 olw'okubiri. Era ng'ali lubuto n'akaba ng'alumwa era ng'abalaga lw'okuzaala. Olwokusatu, ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu, era laba ogusoto ogumyufu ogunene ogulina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10 ne ku mitwe gyago engule 7 n'omukira gwagwo ne guwalula ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'emmunyeenye ez'omu ggulu.
Praise Jesus.
Tulabye omusota guno Satan.
See this dragon the devil.
Alina emitwe 7.
He has 7 heads. And 10 horns. But even the beast as we saw it in Revelation 13 verse 1 to 3, it too has 7 heads and 10 horns. Praise Jesus. That was the authority which was changed, which the devil was using himself and handed over the beast and the one seated on his Jezebel. That's what I wanted you to first see. And he threw a third of the angels down here, whom they have called the stars of heaven. According to Revelation 9, verse 1 says, and I saw a star from heaven, and he was given the key to the bottomless pit. But when you get to Revelation 20, it's called the angel of the bottomless pit. Now the mystery of the star, it is not a physical star you see in the space, but they are angels, a third of them, among the 100 trillion of the angel who remained. According to Revelation 5, verse 11, those are the angels who was able to make down, fall. When you calculate those angels who were cast down, they are in 3.3 trillion angels. 3.3 trillion angels, not billions. If they imprisoned 2 trillions, and there remained 1 trillion fallen angels, and they are far more than the human beings on the earth. Praise Jesus. Here it's gone where? It is Revelation 8 that the world is full of demons. For we understood it that these were called demons. They are the fallen angels. Praise Jesus. We wanted this in the general heaven going to reveal it. That understand who are called demons. They are not your dead forefathers. No. For we looked at all of them who died. When you get out of the body, when you're not righteous, you end up in hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, until the day of judgment, when the Master Jesus will come back.
And
that's how they will resurrect to get out, and they will be taken on judgment, and they will be cast in the lake of fire. Praise Jesus. What we try to look at him, I want you to understand
that
these fallen angels, when they are third, here they fill us the angels' number which remained. Revelation 5, verse
11.
They will show you the number of angels. There are 100 trillion angels. But the ones who fell among them, they are the ones who've seen Revelation 12, and they are a third of them. We counted them, and they are about 3.3 trillion angels who are fallen right now. But we heard in Revelations, in Jude 1:6, that most of the angels were imprisoned. Even 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. If we are calculating and the number which is bound of the angels is 2.3 trillion fallen angels, then enough trillion, like 1 trillion, is never been bound. And when we say that the apostles, and they work through knowledge, that they used to block one number, maybe you may know the number remaining. But the Bible shows you, Revelation 18,
he
showed that they fill this world. You see the days of Noah, when people first filled the world. Now this time they show us
that
on the angels imprisoned, who are called demons, they who remained were filling this world. If all of them are put right here, and they have come from the principalities, the kingdom of the stars, and they enter planet Earth, but some of them remain in the kingdom of the stars, build things there. Others are under the sea, different bodies. Others in the mountains. Others are in the space building. Praise Jesus. But let's read briefly here. Revelations 18. I want you to understand this word properly. Revelations 18 from verse
1. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu, ng'alina obuyinza bungi, n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. N'ayogera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde, kigudde, Babuloni ekinene, ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale, n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa.
You've heard it very well.
Bwe gamba ne kifuuka ekisulo. And
it became a habitation of every evil spirit. That's where they gathered from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
the angels who had fallen have been chased from heaven, we got to understand them, and they are the ones called demons. The sons of BC.
We got to know that
they are the ones who came out claiming the demons from the Lord.
We
are looking at them on the other day. In
1
Samuel chapter. Let's read 1 Samuel.
Samuel yekisoka esula ya 10 na mukaga onyolwe 13.
1 Samuel 16 verse 13.
Ayogera bwati. Awo Samuel n'alyokaddira ejjembe ery'amafuta, n'amufukako amafuta wakati mu baganda be, omwoyo gwa Mukama ne gujja ku Dawudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo. Awo Samwiri n'agolokoka n'agenda e Lama. Olw'14. Nti omwoyo gwa Mukama ogwali guvudde ku Sawulo. Awo omwoyo gwa Mukama gwali guvudde ku Sawulo, n'omuzimu omubi ogwava eri Mukama ne gumunakuwaza. Olw'15. Awo abaddu ba Sawulo ne bamugamba nti, laba nno, omuzimu omubi oguva eri Katonda gukunakuwaza.
Bawulira olulimi lwe bakozesa.
You hear the language they used.
Ti omuzimu omubi,
that the evil spirit
oguvudde eri Katonda,
which has come from the Lord,
gukunakuwaza.
Is made you sudden and sorrowful.
Kigamba nti mugulwa emizimu gibeereyo.
It's not that demons are within heaven.
Era bano be bamalayika abaako.
And these are the fallen angels.
Ababeeranga mu biro biri eri.
Who were always in the seasons up there.
Yesu Katonda bakuzaalibwa
ku nsi. Before Jesus was born on earth.
Yetuyita BC.
Who we call BC.
Naye twabirabye nga baabagobayo.
But we saw they were chased from there.
Yesu yamala okufana
wazuka. Jesus died and rose again.
Bano okuva edda nedda be bayitibwa
ebizimu. These ones from the time past were called demons.
Era be beefudde emizimu
gy'ekika. And they have made themselves demons of the clans.
Era ne mukulinnyanga ku mitwe
gy'aba. And even climbing people's heads.
Okwogeranga mu mwabwa.
Speak through their mouths.
Kubanga era twawulira.
For we heard.
Ku mulembe guli ogwa kabaka ono Akabu.
In the times of King Ahab.
Wa Israeli.
The king of Israel.
Ku bassekabaka abiri mu
bbiri. In 1 Kings 22.
Twawuliddeko omwoyo ogwo era gwe.
We heard their spirits.
Ne ginne waje 14.
And its other colleagues, 400 of them, how they came from the presence of the Lord, and they say they are going to go in the prophets to be a lying spirit within them.
Now,
those are the spirits you hear which come on people's heads and they begin to climb their points, and that's why this you see in Samuel, 1 Samuel 28. That wasn't Samuel. But that is the same fallen angel. They who came to speak like Samuel. They can speak like your grandfather who is dead, or your uncle who passed away. But the truth is this. No evil pastor remains in the space, move meandering from there. The end is hell for them. But you're going to know why some of the number remained of these fallen angels. That's the authority we are going to be using. That way we can imprison and bind them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
1 Samuel 28. Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu yulimu, newankubadde mu bunnabbi, mu bannabbi. Olw'omusanvu, awo Sawulo n'alyoka agamba abaddu be nti, munnoonyeze omukazi aliko omuzimu, ŋŋende gy'ali mmubuuze.
Aliko omuzimu olwedde.
He has a demon upon her.
Tagenze kubuuza aliko Katonda.
He is not going to inquire the one with the spirit of the Lord, but the one with the demon. But you understand who are called demons. Human beings are the ones who pretend here. Oh, don't mind to search out. Is it true that your father is the one speaking who is dead? Is your late mother speaking on another's head? They are demons. These are the fallen angels. They pretend to be the demon of your forefather, my grandchild. And even if it's a young child, they come back on the human head, you cannot call them your son. You have to call them grandson if you dare call them grandmother. Or when you call them my son, they are going to rather beat you. For they have been all along
on,
and they have been seeing whatever has been happening within your families.
You
speak all what your father would have spoken in every voice, and you say, this is my father, he was speaking like this. That's my father, how he was speaking. His voice was very audible. Yet these ones can forge anything.
Samuel esulabiri mu munana onye tugenze tuli kulwa musanvu.
First Samuel 28 verse 7.
Awo abaddu be ne bamugamba nti laba waliwo omukazi aliko omuzimu e Endoli. Olw'omunaana Sawulo ne yeekyusa n'ayambala ebyambalo ebirala n'agenda ye n'abasajja babiri naye ne bajja eri omukazi ekiro n'ayogera nti ndagula nkwegayiridde. N'omuzimu onninyisize buli gwe nnaakugambako erinnya. Olw'omwenda awo omukazi n'amugamba nti laba omanyi Sawulo bye yakola bwe yazikiriza mu maaso mu nsi abo abaliko emizimu n'abafumu, kale kiki ekikunteza obulamu bwange ekyambika okunzisa? Sawulo n'alayirira Mukama ng'ayogera nti nga Mukama bw'ali omulamu.
And you think everyone who speaks Lord,
or you speak Jesus,
he has the Jesus. They have told you he was still on Jesus. Even though he was speaking the Lord on his mouth, Matthew 7 was coming past to him, 21 to down. Not everyone speaking Lord, but they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone speaks the name of Jesus upon their lips, that they will enter the kingdom of heaven. No. But whoever works, as his commands are, even just as his word is. Praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Samuel 28,
verse 10.
Agamanti Saulo n'alayira Mukama ng'ayogera, tinga Mukama bwali omulamu, tekuli kubaako kibonerezo kyonna olw'ekigambo kino. Awo omukazi n'ayogera nti, ani gwe mba nkulinyisiza? N'ayogera,
you are the one who speak, who do you want to be lifted for you? Bring my uncle. Bring my father.
He died in 90.
You bring me my father. The one you want is the what they make come out. The one you want. Even if you call up the person of how many years
past,
but they are the ones who have been moving all these long in clans of people. They have been moving in different clans. Every person will know their voice and why they were speaking. Now when he comes up, don't think they have gone for your grandfather where he resides and they get him from hell. No, these are fallen angels.
They're
the ones who make. If you speak that I want this, and me, they go and change to that person. And they come the way you want them.
N'ayogera nti nnyimusiza Samweri. Awo omukazi bwe yalaba Samweri n'akaaba n'eddoboozi ddene. Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, onnimbidde ki? Kubanga gwe oli Sawulo. Kabaka n'amugamba, ntotya, kubanga olaba ki? Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka ng'ayambuka.
I see a spirit coming from the ground.
The one
who has to be revealed what they see. You would have told him, I see Samuel coming. But the other saw something else. And it was coming from the ground. We told him, I'm going to see Samuel. No. He told her, I see one of the gods coming from the ground. Now what is happening is this. You think Samuel was in the ground? The saints, are they in the ground? If they in the ground, there is nothing like any spirit which is there. But they have to say he's coming from the grounds and the graveyards. And it is sure where they buried him is where he's come from. They too don't reside there, down there on the ground. But before the first corrupted human mind, now your granddad father is in the ground and you are on the graveyard cleaning them and speaking words over it. And you tell him, bless me. They died without any blessing. Where would they get a blessing to bless you? Are they going to get the blessing where they're in the ground? And they see how you call it, a grandfather was so poor that they bless you. All that is deception, it's not there. Praise Jesus. Now that is spiritual seed. Now I see Samuel. But I told him, now I see one of the goats coming from the ground. Verse 14.
N'amugamba nti embala ye eri etya. N'ayogera nti omukadde ayambuka era yeenagiddeko munagiro.
N'amubuuza afaanana
ate. And asked her, how does he look? An old man.
I don't know.
The one in the spirit is the one claiming me. I have six spirit. Oldish spirit with a bald head, with even a cloud. Remember when this one prepares to ask, the other spirit begins to put on a garment and the image of what this one is going to ask.
But
this one asks out. The one in the spirit understands what is passing by. These are the spirits of the fallen angels.
Now,
the one out has to give an image once that it may be brought for them. You want him to speak with voice. And they too, they make it. Those are very easy. Even in your voice, there is a gadget which makes a voice. You can make a voice of a young child when you are in a voice. Maybe a woman, and you make a voice of a man, and another hears you, hello. If a man, you put in a tone of a woman,
and
yet your voice is big.
That
is very easy, making a voice. You get to follow angels that don't make voices. Even
though
editing
the images, if it made,
they go there and they make you put on a gown on editing.
Those things are very easy.
They edit you a little and you become bright. When you come in the visions in your dreams, because when he's edited his clothes, like your father or your grandmother, how he was wearing, and he appears in a dream.
He
says she's the one.
I love it
so much. He loved it so much.
That
is editing of the fallen angels. Take you and see how they sit down to reason the things. To edit images. If you try to look in the dream analytically, you see that they're not real. But the others edit and you see that that is the deceased of yours. They can edit you when you're greeting the president. They can edit you and you see yourself. The convoy is around you, you're greeting him. It's just editing.
You are a commando.
What you just did like this, and they cut a part of here, and they put another commando on their side.
No,
the fallen angels are always in such doing. And they come in that image you think. It's not you sit down and you cry in sorrow. My father left me bad love. My mother you left me in sorrow. And they say, that one cries so much. Let's go and edit ourselves appear with them. When you see them in the clothing, you claim that that is the one. Let's move on.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 10 esula ya 28 onyeri wa 14.
First Samuel 28 verse 14.
Namugamba nti embala ye eri etya. N'ayogera nti omukadde ayambuka era yeenagiddeko munagiro.
Na akola ka editing
ya editing immediate. Remember, he never saw this on him initially. Initially, he saw him as a spirit from the ground. If we knew that this one is the one going to speak, he edited himself immediately.
Where
did he see dreams?
Where did he
edit? I used to be there.
I'm
in the triangle. They are
ready.
Passing out, they are going to edit. And you find them stretching there. What are they doing? And he says they are editing.
They
are practicing to appear on human beings on earth in the images of the people who have died.
But
it takes them even a level to change. They first appear funny, they change to appear in the image they want. The drama is down there.
And
when you see you fight the dream, and they have come in the image of a person you know. Even a person is still living. And they come like your husband.
But
you look analytical at him. You begin to see the joy is changing. That's why the Bible says that spiritual man can search out everything by let's be looking all day and don't sleep. Even if you use it, you must have the light of the Word of God. Even when you go in the dreams, you are like that. The person you look out, you have to analytically look at them. But this fallen angel always invades. Editing voices, the images. And they begin to corrupt this world. And the images of people, when you have ever looked towards waters, it is very easy. And you ever looked in the waters, editing you is very easy. And it's hard to have someone here who has never looked into a stream. Everyone who looks into the stream, they get your image immediately. Why do you think they are always in the water bodies? To see people.
And in the street,
just walk the water. But is that every person there comes and scans your image? He scans it.
But
instead they look into the water. This one has a seal. Let us leave it. There are things which surprised me. When the saints came, for there were few in the world anyway, they looked to the stream and they begin to say, we can't scan this one. And out of it comes much light. You've gone on the stream, they look. You are like Jesus. They ask him, you don't have what to cover water yourself. If you had looked in the stream there like this, you're going to see the devil get problems in this world. The righteous just goes and look, the axe has fallen in the water. Give me my axe. Remember the axe of Elisha? The axe which was borrowed. He brought it to bring back my axe. And the axe was brought back. The axe has not fallen down. It was the involvement of the drama of the principalities. And bring me that tree and I look. Give me my axe. Now there are many things on this world. But I tell you things which happen. In the spiritual realm, we can't see with physical eyes.
Well,
I used to pass that world most of the time. I cannot speak them as stories, for they are very many. If they are within scriptures, they help me remember them quickly. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on here.
1 Samuel 28,
verse 14.
N'ayogera nti omukadde ayambuka, omukadde ayambuka, era nga yenagiddeko omunagiro. Sawulo n'ategeera nga Samweri.
Kakati atali wabweru w'omwoyo.
Now the one was out of the spiritual realm.
Yagamba nti, oyo
Samweri. The one who said that is Samuel.
Nekugamba ya mulina.
And the spirit said, I have him. Now I have to edit the voice immediately. He was speaking what? When was in the world? And they recapped all the voices of Samuel. You know, all the voices when you speak here. The wind takes them to the sea and the water bodies. The voices of people who have spoken on this world, they are on the water bodies. The scientists want to take them off and restore them back, but it failed. Anytime you wanted to recap what Moses spoke here, God will bring it back based on the water bodies. Now we know to get for them when he passes through the rainbow. He comes from the third heaven, gets on the water, and it gets off all the voices.
The image.
That's what everything you did, they have it in heaven. Even if you've never reached the water bodies, for the rain drops come from here, it rotates the wind like that, here to there. Now the Holy Spirit has what we call the external disc of him.
Covenant box.
The covenant box.
Box one.
He comes for them and he takes them back. That's why judgment is going to be in Jerusalem. Everything you did, you're going to be seeing it live. That's why they tell you, repent. When you repent, they delete them in the box. But the spirit gets come for them on the waters. You see that the rainbow is gathered on the water. He's on the stream drinking for what? He's not drinking. He's come every action of humanity on earth.
Takes
them in the covenant box.
External disc.
That is the external disc of the Holy Spirit. Now do what you know. Do what when you know. Now until they were not holy, even they also get them.
And
every voice they capture it. If it is Samuel or your forefather or your uncle, you will speak like them. And you claim that that is the exact. That is the conmanship. Moving on. And those are some of the things I saw among the principalities. But there are many things within God which are full of high wisdom. Even his many numerous ways.
Samuel esoka esula ya 28 nonyirirwa 14.
First Samuel 28 verse 14.
Saulo nategera nga Samuel navunama amasoge ne yeyanza.
And he says that is the one. Thank you for bringing me Samuel. But where we look at the saints, that will bring you back to the world. And when Bible shows Matthew 17, if you see a saint, heaven has to first open. Praise Jesus. And he appears and doesn't reach the world. He remains in the space. If you speak with him, you speak when he's up, never get down. And they don't just speak. They don't speak with usual people. But we love her when they spoke with God himself, our Master Jesus. When they saw Moses and Elijah speak with Jesus, they never spoke with the apostles. John the Spirit that says is going to come speak with you after opening. You will speak with something else. Unless when you go to Jerusalem, where they are, that is possible. But to bring him down to speak with you in the world, you leave that alone. You will speak with other things they will call you. You don't remember in Jude when they were fighting for the body of Moses, that they can appear through his body. They wanted that body. And he said, restore your servant Moses to us. And the spirit comes. As you have come, meet back Moses. They fight for that body so much. The problem that got on the body of Moses, they had never gotten an image of it on this water body. For Moses, ever since he began the mission, the forehead was shining. Every time he looks in the water, and it would shake him off. Who is this who has looked in the waters? Some waters they had made that was sour. They are the ones who bewitched it themselves. Now we ask for a tree and look within it. This water has to be sweet. We drink it. They drain from that water. Things are happening in this world. And we're more when we've not minded to know. But all those God spoke them, they are within here. And
you
say that here we pass the bridge. I would have read it everything but scripture by scripture. But the saw water you studied it in the book of Numbers.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
let's move on.
Samuel Soka Esula ya Yavidim Munano Nyura Kuminata.
1 Samuel 28:15.
Aw Samuel Nagamba Saulo, Ntiruachi Okungo Lokosa Okuni Nyisa.
Why have you woken me up?
Hey, Abaduku Vubebaka.
The saints sleep.
Madinga Babidam Chinese.
I thought they are in the Jerusalem city and they are living.
Iram Mako Kumina.
Mark 12.
Abidimu.
25:27. God of the dead, but of the living,
Abraham,
of
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Who was sleeping?
If your
pig is full,
Samuel
has been sleeping where? They are living and they are in heaven. Now, this is what they have awoken. Who is that? They have to call you that the other is in the ground. And you have awoken him, disturbed him. Yet no. You have awoken me. I said, does he sleep? They sleep in the ground. 1 Samuel 28:15. Have you disturbed me to bring me up? You are sleeping? If even the ones in hell never sleep in the prison of God, be things there's no sleeping.
Luke 16:19-25.
The rich man, was he sleeping? When you get back to God and he teaches you,
everything
is speed is deception. If you check it, you see that no. You are sleeping? The one in heaven is not sleeping. They are living. Even the one in hell is not sleeping. This is why we have awoken. Who is this?
They are
sleeping even. And they awoke them. Why have you awoken me? That's how they
are.
As they are going to con you.
Saulo nadamu nti nerali kilidde nnyo kubanga abafilisuti balwana nange era Katonda amvuddeko.
Katonda akuvuddeko omutukufu
gona aitaje. God has turned away from you and you're calling a saint to come to you. Can he come? He was serving who? If God has refused, how can the saint then come to him? Is it possible? Don't you see that this is a conning? God has abandoned you. You are rather calling a saint to come to save you.
It is impossible.
For when God refuses, then a saint to accept, who will send him and he comes by who?
First Samuel 28:15. Tikubanga abapirisuti balwana nange era Katonda anvuddeko. So tachanyanukula newankubadde mu bannabbi newankubadde mu birooto. Kyenvudde nkuyita ontegeeze bye mba nkola.
You call him for what issue? If God has left you, you had sent him. Now you call him for who? And can he, God accept him, come back?
Onyole 16.
Verse 16.
Awo Samuel n'ayogera nti ombuuliza ki nze nno Mukama ng'akuvuddeko.
Kashunda akuvuddeko. Ono editing wa voice.
This is editing of voice. And what surprises most? They can pick the red, what is on the waters, and they bring it. And he is not spoken for they see him. But now is what is coming through. He speaks like him. And you say that is it.
Verse
16.
Awo Samiri n'ayogera nti ombuuliza ki nze nno nga Mukama akuvuddeko era ng'afuuse omulabe wo. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Era Mukama yeekoledde omulimu nga bwe yayogera mu nze. Era
nga bwe yayogera mu nze.
As spoke through me.
Nabbi kyayinza okugamba nga bwe yayogera.
Prophet can claim as spoke through me.
Mugwe.
In you, has spoken to you, and they bring the past. Don't you remember when we sat in the sitting room and we spoke? My son, I made you sick. Now you've made them in a dream. Now, I told you like this. Now what are you doing? And you think you're with him.
So
he's reminded you what happened. And this is where we fail from. If you go to a false prophet and they tell you the past and you think that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, yet the demon of Lucifer upon him.
Era Mukama yeekoledde omulimu nga bwe yayogera mu nze. Era Mukama ayuzizza obwakabaka ng'abuggya mu mukono gwo era abuwadde muliraanwa wo Dawudi.
Naye editing
the voice.
Naye uliriza bino.
But listen this.
Nga tetunaba tuuka mu Samuel.
Before reaching Samuel.
Mu kyamateeka 18.
Deuteronomy 18.
Onyolomwenda Mukama yagamba
bwa. Verse 9, God said this.
Olwomwenda paka olwe 14.
Deuteronomy 18 verse 9.
Ekyamateeka 9:14. Nti ndeka mbazikirize nsangule erinnya lyabwe wansi w'eggulu era ndifuka.
Deuteronomy 18 from verse 9.
Sorry. Ekyamateeka 18:9. Ti bw'olimala okutuuka mu nsi Mukama Katonda wo gy'akuwa toyiganga kukola eby'emizizo eby'amawanga gali bwe biri. Tewalabikanga gy'oli muntu yenna ayisa mu muliro mutabani we oba muwalawe, newankubadde akola ebyobufumu, newankubadde alaguza ebire, newankubadde omulogo, newankubadde omuganga.
Owulidde bino byonna?
You've heard all of this.
Okuyisa muwalawe mu muliro.
Making your daughter up past the fire.
Babigana.
They refused it.
Ate kakati mbiraba ne mmakanisa.
Now I even see it in churches. And the pastor puts a, raises the fire around, and you're praying around it, rotating it around it. After you write your problems on the papers, that you're burning the problems. That is
sorcery.
There are some prayer mountains and things are there. That you hear so much coldness. It was for coldness that altar. Why would they put one person who puts a fire in it? For even the shrine, no one just gets in and raises a fire in the shrine. There is someone they have chosen specific for that. That is the one who raises the fire in the shrines. Why are you there when it is coldness? You pray for yourself. If you
want
to seek the Lord, why do you mind of coldness then? You went to pay a price for your sins.
kubanga bayita mu ddungu tetwala bwe bakumanga.
For they who passed the desert, we don't see them raising fires.
And
they begin to move around.
Yeah, they are praying. Kakati ne bagana abalogo.
Now they refuse the soft wizards.
Abalaguze ebire. Na abalala bwe bati. Katweyongereyo wuliro nyolo 11.
Ekyamateeka esura ya 18 onyirwa 11.
Deuteronomy 18 verse 11.
Newankubadde omusawo newankubadde asamira omuzimu newankubadde emmandwa newankubadde abuuza abafu. Tikubanga buli akola ebyo wa muzizo eri Mukama Katonda.
Eri kubuuza abafu.
There is no consulting the dead.
Era bw'osiŋŋaana mbu Ngobya yakomyewo.
Every father that Ngobya has come back. Even this priest of the Catholics, that they come back. These are the fallen angels moving. Even other priests in different nations, and they put them in the category of the saints. Now we, what are we? We already believe Jesus and we
are
given righteousness. We don't need anyone to prove us for that. When we read Romans 10, 10 to read down,
it says that
a person believes they had to be given righteousness. Not people giving it to them. You believe the word of God and you do it, fulfill it, and you're given righteousness. And God is the one who gives it to you. According to Romans
8,
he chose them and gave them righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
not people who and they appoint you to be a saint. There's nothing like inquiring for the dead. For God knew that the fallen angels are the ones who will be coming in that way. From Genesis 6, and they have been doing those things. And when they chose the clan of Israel to represent the holy priesthood in heaven, he decided to tell them the truth.
Don't wait
to consult the dead. For if they are holy, they have entered heaven. If they are evil, they have gone to hell. If you consult, what will come in that meeting? These are the fallen angels, the demons. They will deceive you. Don't waste to consult the dead.
Well,
if he knew what will happen in the Midst, the person will be bound in hell. And another one in righteousness, he will be in heaven.
But
you're going to consult them. No, they are the fallen angels. And they tell them to ever consult the dead. And it is said, how they are asked the things of the living among the dead. There is no connection. And Ecclesiastes says that people die and go, and no one can come back to tell people what is happening.
So
no one comes back. Except the one who raised again the Master Jesus. And they will rise with him.
We shall
appear them coming back all together once at the second coming of Jesus. Praise Jesus.
So,
all that we've been seeing, and those are the fallen angels. Those are whom have been deceiving the world. And as we are seeing in 1 Kings, as we are coming in the mouth of the prophet,
saying,
I am going to become a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophet. Now, to deceive that I am so, that is very easy. And here in Corinthians, they have spoken of these words.
2
Corinthians 11 verse 13. And to 14.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esura ya 11 onyirwa 13.
2 Corinthians 11 verse 13.
Kikubanga abalinga abo be batuma ab'obulimba, abakozi ab'obukuusa, abeefaananya nga abatume ba Kristo.
Beefaananya nga
abatume. They masquerade as apostles.
Olwekumi n'ennya
verse 14.
So si kya magero Kubanga ne sitani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
Asobola okwefuula nga
malaika Gabriel. He can make himself like angel Gabriel.
N'alabika nze
Gabriel. And appears, I'm Gabriel.
Nze Gabriel.
I am Gabriel.
Yesu si mwana wa Katonda.
Jesus is not a son of God.
Nabi.
He's a prophet.
Era ye Isa.
And he's Isa.
Aja kudda wase.
He will come back to Mary.
Uri Katonda asuka kwa hicho chaba mrowoza.
Allah is God is beyond what you think of.
Gabriel ye jasiye ye.
The Gabriel who came is not the one.
Siye Gabriel ye omutu.
He's not the right Gabriel.
Bano bafune ni angel mefura bino.
These fallen angels made themselves that.
Sitani nga bwomulaba bweyalinga yefura malaika w'omusana.
Satan has made himself as an angel of light.
Nalinga nga azze okuwabula abantu mu lusuku.
He's come to correct you in the garden.
Yali awabula Adam ne Eve.
He was correcting Adam and Eve.
Ne munakulyako mugenda fuka
nga ife. When you eat of it, you'll become like him.
Mumanye ebirungi n'ebibi.
You'll know good and evil.
Okulya ku muti guli eri mu lusuku.
Eat of the other tree in the garden.
Ne ebyo nabyo yali abagamba tebyali
bituufu. He was telling them it wasn't true.
Wabula Bible yeyongera okugamba.
Bible continues to say. Let's move on, Colossians.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu oluyinza lw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
2 Corinthians 11:15.
Nti kale si kitalo era abaweereza kale si kitalo tinaabaweereza bwe beefaananyanga n'abaweereza be bwe beefaananyanga abaweereza ab'obutuukirivu.
Bamanyi okwefuula.
They make themselves as if.
Kugamba asobola okukolawo ki? Okulabika ng'ekintu kyonna.
He can appear like anything.
Bwe ky'obeera oyogeddeko ba kye weetaaga.
Spoken of all what you need.
Era bugamba njagala Michael.
And when he signed Michael.
Katomanyi bya Michael
bwe afaanana. You don't know how Michael looks and what he has to speak.
He
can appear like Michael.
You
told them what?
But he
met them in a dream. And he asked them. They told him they are the Michaels. And he told them, give me scriptures to prove your Michaels. And they told you the scriptures are in America. In Bermuda Triangle. They had nothing to answer. Even when they give the scriptures, remain asking them.
If you read
Revelations 1 and 3, the right angels have courts which glorifies God.
It
reaches of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you have to be very careful. You can pretend to be an image. I've told you why is it possible. Every person who has ever looked into the water, whoever speaks words like we're speaking right now,
they have
got that wherever there is water. And these ones are paining them wherever they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because some they don't understand, but they try to touch them.
They are
speaking, they are abusing as they understood it. It's a very dangerous situation. That's why they can call you in a barrel of water. They pass you through the wind. And you're called in a barrel of water. And it is down there. They put it. Your face appears in it. You, John.
John Kawalia.
John Kawalia.
Jambu.
Come.
Yeah.
He is up here. John is here. In the bowel. You man. Tell us why you'll be bewitching your friend. But all that we know that we may beat down all powers of darkness and then get to know. All this is revealed to you.
We started
the schemes as if we are even in the same schemes here. If we are same
principalities.
When you reach to pray,
every
connection you've had, they use it, you beat it down. As they pull people's spirits, you beat all down. You set in Jabadon to destroy all of them. For we remain with a mission fallen angels be imprisoned. For the angels in heaven, they fought their war and they overcame it.
era ne basibisa enamba eyaabwe eyabamalayikaabaali bavunanyizibwa
okusibanaye
n'asigala n'ennamba
number to imprison it. Now we've gone on that aspect. The angels in heaven,
they
imprisoned the number of the fallen angels who
are imprisoned.
The remaining number was put in the authority of man to imprison them who remain, the fallen angels. Praise Jesus. Let's see Revelations. Revelations 12. We try to wind up
the principalities.
We want to go see how heaven appeared and its strength. And we want to see the door of heaven. We want to enter and see what is in Jerusalem of heaven. I know that's what we're going to see on Sunday. Let's try to summarize how we can imprison the remaining fallen angels. We are going to haunt the devil. And we are together with the holy angels. Our Master, when he will come, and truly his enemies have been put under his feet, yet the Lord has passed through his army,
which is the new
generation with the full knowledge of God. For they with knowledge, they speak authority.
Amen.
Let's proceed on. Revelations
12:7.
These ones fought their wars. This was the last battle in heaven. Cast out all the fallen angels in heaven
and
to imprison the number they were supposed to imprison. They who remain, it's our authority to imprison them when we stand in the word of God. Revelations 12:7.
Mikayiri ne bamalayika be ne batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baago olw'omunaana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Sitaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The first aspect
is
the last battle in heaven, Jerusalem city. Many battles happened in Jerusalem, but they had never captured these angels to imprison them because of the seasons we had not reached. Until our Master took the sacrifice to cleanse heaven, our Master Jesus. Hebrews 9 says, even the things in heaven themselves, they needed a better sacrifice to cleanse them. When the Master said, and he took the blood which cleansed
it.
Everything which was clean was to be cast out. And the imprisonment had reached.
According
to Angel Gabriel, while he speaks by the Holy Spirit, he said that spent a long time fighting with these ones, yet they had never bound and imprisoned anyone. And the battle in heaven had never been winded up. Praise Jesus. Let's get to Daniel brief. Daniel 10:19-21.
Daniel 10:19-21. Tinayogera nti gwe omusajja omwagalwa ennyo totya. Emirembe gibeere gy'oli. Beera n'amaanyi. Weewaawo, beera n'amaanyi. Awo bwe yayogera nange ne mpeebwa amaanyi. Ne njogera nti Mukama wange ayogere. Kubanga ompadde amaanyi. N'alyoka ayogera nti omanyi kye nvudde njija gy'oli. Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba omulangira w'e Buyonaani alijja. Era ali jolwabimu olumu. Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So siwali ali ku luuyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are always there in battles all along. coming right from Jerusalem city to get down on planet Earth. They were in battles, reaching in the stars. You are not going to serve human beings. That's why
we
used to capture them like some of the days we know. 21 days they had captured Gabriel, this fellow who had fallen. Demon of a person can capture Angel Michael. That is very hard. Or to capture Gabriel. But these ones were their fellow angels. They used to fight wars. And because Gabriel
is
a specialist in message, to deliver messages in the world of vision and different dreams.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But Michael,
specialist in
specialist in warfare, that's why he said, no one was with him on these wars except Michael, whom we see leading the one which cast them out of heaven. But wars were very many, which we shall see when we reach Jerusalem, city of heaven. Until their war was winded up, the war remained in the midst of us with these fallen angels who remained. Let's get back brief. Revelations. Revelations 12, verse 9.
Omusoto ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basuulibwa nago. Ne mpulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga aloopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa. Abaloopa mu maaso ga Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro. Nabo baamuwangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga n'olw'ekigambo eky'okutegeeza kwabwe, ne bataagala bulamu bwabwe okutuusa okufa.
And what was last in part of heaven?
Bamalayika abatukuvu nabo baawangula
olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu. Bwetubatunulidde
bulungi nnyo Ebulaniya 9,
Hebrews 9,
n'ebyomuggulu byennyini,
that even the copies in heaven
byali byetaaga saddaaka
ezisingawo, they needed a better sacrifice.
Ebulaniya 9,
23,
mpaka
25,
byali byetaaga saddaaka,
they needed a better sacrifice.
Era baabuulira enjiri,
and they preached the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What Bible you got?
That's why the Bible says that the gospel was preached to all creations. The gospel was in the Jerusalem city. Please believe Jesus is coming. The angels who rebelled refused to accept.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they never loved the life. And they say, this time the devil, we are casting you out of heaven, even with his angels. If it is death, it happens. No matter what, this time is going out. That was the last bottle. And they ended up casting me out of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they said like this. Revelations 12, verse 12.
Kubikulirwa kwesura 12 njiru 12. Tikale musanyuke eguru n'abatuulamu.
Eguru n'abatuulamu.
Heaven and they would dwell in it. Rejoice, your oath is done.
Zisanze ensi n'ennyanja.
Ensi n'ennyanja.
War unto the earth and the sea.
Kubanga n'ennyanja. Ennyanja tebategeeza. Eri bategeeza ebikalu nnimi n'amawanga.
They are not meaning water, they are meaning nations, clans and languages.
Revelation
17:15.
Kubanga omulyolyomi asse gye muli ng'alina obusungu bungi, ng'amanyi alina akaseera katono.
Came with a fury which is high.
And
he knew a little moment he had on this world. We knew that he was in prison. But the authority added it over to Jezebel with the group of the remaining angels after capturing and imprisoning the majority. But when the fury is much and the moment even is small, remember when you get to know this, the years BC spent from the creation of heaven and earth, reaching the birth of Christ, you can know that this is a very small moment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's a very small moment. If BC spent close to 84 years. 84,000 years.
We are in
just 2,000, not even 10,000. But the time is showing is finishing. 2,000 is very small compared to 84,000 years. A person who had 84,000 years and he failed in that war. just 2,000 this time. For we don't know whether we shall reach 3,000 years. That will be very hard according to the signs of the end which are existing now. And the false prophets who are many, some of the signs which you are shown, it is very hard to reach 3,000 years. He knew the time he had a little moment. And he do everything possible. This is the faith of religion. Things which are confusing many. They know the time is short they have.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now if it's like that. This angel Abaddon. He was sent right from heaven after these ones have been dragged down in the world to hunt out a number in prison of these fallen angels. Even what was left is in our authority. Then Angel Abaddon came down. He was able to go to the bottomless pit and he called his army and they haunted the ones they captured. In the space in the kingdom of the stars, even on the earth, and they captured the majority of the number until God said, let that one remain, and you're going to know why. Let's read Revelation 20. I want to show you the number of they who remained, and the ones who imprisoned. Revelation 20, verse 1.
Nendaba malayika ngaka okuva mu ggulu, ng'alina ekisumuluzo ekyobunnya obutakoma n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe. Olw'okubiri, n'akwata omusota ogw'edda ye mulyolyomi era Setaani, n'agusibira emyaka 10, n'agusuula mu bunnya obutakoma. Naggalawo n'ateekako akabonero gulemenga okulimba amawanga nate okutuusa emyaka 10 lwe giriggwako, n'oluvannyuma lwagyo kigugwanira okusumululwa ebiro bitono.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emyaka egyo 10 zinamu okutegeeza.
Repeat to tell you.
Mu Peter ekyokubiri esula ey'okusatu.
2 Peter chapter 3.
Olw'omunaana paka olw'ekumi.
Verse 8 to 10.
Giringanga olunaku olumu.
They are like one day.
And
one day like a thousand years. Now that moment we left it to God.
But when you
calculate a thousand years, they already passed.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
when you get to Psalms
90,
a thousand years is like yesterday which passed.
You can say it's past,
you can say it's coming.
It
is the midst of passing and it's coming.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
that one, he put it right there. That through it he can seek for his saints. That's why it's not delayed to bring the end. For those years have never finished. Or they have finished. But he has been patient that we don't get destroyed. If he wants even tomorrow. If he wants even now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this is in his calculation. But this one led angels to imprison the devil. They never bound the devil alone. They imprisoned many other fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this angel
is
the one shown in Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. The angel of hell. They work with the angel of death to hunt down all the evil spirits of the fallen angels to imprison them. According to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 11,
bamalaika abali mu kufe
peda. It is sure that the angels who were involved in terrifying
ebibinja bino byali bina
byamba. These groups were four.
Waliko Michael.
There was Michael.
Waliko malaika Abaddon.
There was angel Abaddon.
Waliko malaika oyo womuliro.
There was the angel of fire.
Owo kutesa.
And the angel of counsel.
Ebajjano kufe peda.
They are the ones who came to count down.
Tusome Zakaria.
Let's read Zachariah. They terrified them wherever they are. And they who remained. That authority the Master Jesus had shown it already.
And
he's given it to the church to imprison them.
Zachariah 1 from verse 18. Agamanti nenyimusa amaso gange nentunula era laba amayemba ana. Nengamba malaika eyali ayogera nange nti agomachi. Nanziramu nti ganuge mayembe agasansanya Yuda ne Yisrairi ne Yerusalemi. Olwabiri. Mukama nanjolesa abawesi bana. Nenjogera nti abo. Abo bajja kukolachi. Nayogera nti ganuge mayembe agasansanya Yuda omuntu. N'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula. Okusuula amayembe g'amawanga agayimusizanga ejjembe lyabwe ku nsi ya Yuda okugisaasaanya.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ewa mulaga abawesi bana.
You have shown four craftsmen.
Yovola ba wetuna aba tusoma kunaku lyo lwokubi.
We shall be studying the second battle.
Natula ba amayemba.
Seeing these horns.
Ekumi agali ku nsolo.
The ten upon the beast.
Ngomaze okulonda wali Jezebeli n'omuteeka wali.
You have chosen Jezebel put her side. Wali
wakunini enja bala kumi.
There are ten main fallen angels
abarondebwa.
Who were chosen.
Bemura banga amayembe kumi
ku nsolo. Who see ten horns on the beast.
Era bano balonda n'amawanga mu
nsimu. And these ones chose nations on this world.
Which
they call the 10 great powers, the G10. And they're the ones behind them. What they call horns,
it's
not a physical horn of a goat. According to the spiritual language, the word horn, it means a spirit. But if it's fallen, it is called an evil spirit. Praise Jesus. Now these ones were there to throw down and to scatter this world. Now we ask these ones coming and coming for what? That they have come to terrify.
To
haunt down where they have hidden themselves in the cliff. If we stand well as the church this time,
they
are going to search them out wherever they are hidden. Remember, we are going to be commanding them. For we know you pray as you send them. Angel Michael passes this place. Abaddon receives angel fire.
Every
place you've gotten to know. That is what God has been revealing us this
world.
You are here in showing them the targets. You
beat
here and here and pass here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
when they were terrified and haunting
them,
there was Gabriel who was on the tower, who was showing them the map. You attack even here, even here, even the others are here, attack them.
He was at his best.
When he's of messages. He was at the door of heaven with his trumpet. And they passed right there. Remember, they were on the door of heaven. Or when you look at this, he was down here showing them. Even on the
wall,
they are getting them, throwing them. They haunt them, throw them in the door. Abaddon will chain them. And he casts them in the bottomless pit. Now with this time, Gabriel is not the one in that commanding. It is us going to be the commanding. Remember I said, whatever you bind on earth, everything you lose in heaven is what we shall do. Now they put us on the commanding post down here. And when we pray, we show them. That's what brings us to know in this war.
But
anyway, they understand me well. Gabriel commanded and they haunted them wherever they were. And he commanded the Michaels, the Abadons, the ones of counsel, and the angels of fire. What happened in the space? Let God help you see of it. They were haunting them. The one who would remain with who? For whoever was captured and they would cast in the bottomless pit.
John 1:6,
that's why he says like this. The others are threatened. After we shall work on the way which was on them, you brought a problem upon them. And you call the four who terrified them.
Remember,
what brings cancer calculates the map of the entire heavens. Gabriel is showing them cancer is reading the map on ground. He said here, Michael passed here, Abaddon there, the fire. What was here? Things I enjoyed them so much. Even now I enjoy them.
Take me back
in those battles. This map reader. You see the things of war. There is a person with a call which asks for help or gives a direction or to ask for
reinforcement.
There is even a map reader specific for that. And they are there of marines and of the air force and the ones with the guns, different units. What was in terrifying them? They got out of different clefts. The clefts we saw where they are hidden. And they haunted them. On this world they haunted them. And you have to run quick, perhaps to enter the people to hide with them. That's why they were a region upon one person. But in the space they haunted them, an entire region upon one person. Heated in someone, the world has become wild. Even in the people which have chased them out of there. Now there's a token here that even the ones on people's heads, don't accept them on any place they enter. You hunt them that they fail to have a place to hide. This world wasn't created, the demons sit on it. On the program of God when he created heaven and earth. Genesis 1. The plan on earth, animals, insects, birds, human beings, and the plants. The six type of kingdoms to be on earth. The stars are angels have to be in the Jerusalem city of heaven. If they are not in Jerusalem, they shouldn't be here. They have to be in the bottomless pit in the prison in the name of Jesus. They just see them, they shouldn't be here. If they chase you from Jerusalem where you were, it means you did what's right. Even here, you shouldn't be here. Let them even hear this. They love so much to tap voices.
Jude 1:6. Anyonyola. Neba malaika abata kuma bukuru bwabwe bo. Na ye nebaleka ekifo kyabwe bo benyini. Abakumira mu njegere. Zenaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'olunaku olukulu. Nga Sodoma ne Gomola n'ebibuga ebyaliraanawo bwe byayendera ddala okwenkana nabo nebichyama okugobereranga omubiri omulala. Byateekebwawo okuba ekyokulabirako nga bibonerezebwa n'omusango ogw'omuliro ogutaggwaawo.
Owulidde bulungi.
You have heard very well.
Bano bamalayika.
But these angels.
Bayenda.
They committed immorality.
N'emibiri emirala.
If other bodies.
Ng'era Sodomu ne Gomora ebaakya.
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mr.
And
the God of God.
But the chief adulteress we spoke of is the one who led them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So moving of your name.
Now in all this,
we
show that the great number was imprisoned. According to 2 Peter.
2
Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
Peter ekyokubiri esula 2 n'onyirirwa 4. Tikuba obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe baayonoona. Naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango. Era n'atasonyiwa nsi eyedda. Naye n'awonya Nuuwa omubulizi w'obutuukirivu ne banne 7 bokka bwe yaleeta amataba ku nsi eyabatatya Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi.
Bamalayika
tebaakuma n'abateekawo
obunnya.
Ennamba esinga baagisibwa.
Now the great number was imprisoned.
Wabula ennamba eno kituwa mu 18.
Number we see in Revelation 18.
Eyo yafa okugisa.
That is for us to imprison them.
Era tutandika tuweebwa obuyinza.
And we begin, given authority.
Kama afe nga tanaba kuvaana.
Before the master left the world.
Okugenda okugobayo.
Authority was given to go to chase those people from the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yaleka tuwadde obuyinza nga akimanyi walibaawo abasigalawo.
Gave us authority knowing they will be the ones who will remain.
Lwaki basigalawo?
Why they will be. Where did they remain?
Satan.
Remember the devil. He went to ask for a
challenge
before he was imprisoned.
I
don't know whether they remember it.
Bamba.
Give me those apostles that I may ship them. That challenge is why this number was left. When we overcome, they imprisoned them. That's why Gabriel said,
we
are servants together with them who hold the word of God. You hold on it, we shall work. The master speaks in Matthew 10, leaving us saying, let's hear. Matthew 10 from verse 1.
Matayo esula ya 10 n'onyolusoka. Naita abayigirizwa be 12 n'abawo obuyinza ku daimoni omubi.
You hear that authority? Even demons you've known with them now.
Oh.
These are fallen angels. And he left us where he's given us authority.
Naita abayigirizwa be 12 n'abawo obuyinza ku daimoni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bwonna.
Yesu yebazibwe. Bwe butyo obuyinza bwaffe.
That's our authority.
Wabula nga baatugamba.
But they told us.
Okusobola okutuukiriza obuyinza buno
be n'amaanyi mu. To be able to fulfill this authority to be powerful in us.
Olunyolw'omusanvu lugamba
bwe. Verse 7 speaks like this.
Mpaka olw'omunaana.
Unto 8.
Tuli Matayo esula ya 10 onyirwa 7.
Matthew 10 verse 7.
Esula 10 onyirwa 7. Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Mwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa. Namwe muwenga buwa.
Kati owulira ebiriko ko
neri. Now you hear the conditions here. Authority in us works so much when you preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Era bwe tukola emirimu egyo
wapa. When we do those works quick.
Nga tetusasuliza ba.
Not make people pay for them.
Bukolera ddala nnyo.
The authority works so much.
Wabula kasita byajjamu tekyamagero osimba ne sente
wezi. That you stand with money here for miracle. Not in the authority which was given us. For authority given us was the Holy Spirit. Remember very well. In John chapter 1. That all who believed in him. Gave them the right to become children of God. Romans 8. Verse 14. They were led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God. Now what we call authority is the Holy Spirit himself. Now this authority, you are the Holy Spirit. He works just as those commands are. When we do and make miracles without being prepared, if he leads the armies of angels
to
terrify all principalities, and when we might say, preaching the gospel of heaven, for we know when we saw in Revelation 12 the kingdom of our God has come. They proclaim that we proclaim the same down here. I don't know, understand me.
But
when we proclaim the same thing as he proclaimed, here we are connecting with the angels.
Praised.
Let's get back.
Why is there
what there that proclaims the kingdom has come? It's what they proclaim in heaven. Even down here, we have to proclaim the same, that it may spread in all territories. For the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit himself.
He
had already covered the entire heaven is the one only. No any other spirit was disturbing people up there. We too down, we say, the kingdom is come. The spirit is capturing all territories. Different territories the Ephraim has captured. Revelation
12, verse 10. Tikakana obulokozi buze n'amaanyi. N'obwakabaka bwa Katonda wape.
You've heard what they are proclaiming. Salvation has come with power. That is the spirit of power. And the kingdom of our God. When you speak the kingdom of God, the spirit had all over captured. For devil and his spirit and his angels had been cast out. And the one responsible alone in that dream above was the Holy Spirit. Leading God's children, and no other spirit was disturbing them. If we remain with that, proclaiming, and we explain to people what is the kingdom of God, the one we say is in our midst, praise Jesus, we would have captured already by now. The spirit of the devil gets authority if you don't proclaim what we were told. Proclaiming it is to teach and make people know what concerns this kingdom. Praise Jesus.
Revelation
12 verse 10.
Tingaliogera nti kakano obulokozi buze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga alopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa abalopa maaso ga Katonda emisana n'ekiro.
He had been cast out of there. Now the Holy Spirit, he had engulfed all those territories.
And
there was nothing like a devil up there. Not even a seed of him. And you never crop up in heaven. And we hear the healers proclaim the kingdom. We speak of the Holy Spirit. We explain it to people. And we show him where he's taking them in the kingdom of heaven. These words are two in the Bible. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, they are all the territories you see. But the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit reigning from the third heaven, working it all to the planet earth down. Praise Jesus. Matthew 12, 28, they say this.
Matthew 12, 28. Nti naye obanga nze ngoba dayimoni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda, kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Kibwabanga ngoba dayimoni
bemizimu
kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Oyo yaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda nga
nze. The kingdom of God was come.
Era bwe tusigala nga tusomesezza omwoyo wa Katonda.
Teaching the Spirit of the Lord.
Nga bwe tusomere.
As we teach.
Ebikolwa by'omwoyo mutukuvu.
The acts of the Holy Spirit.
Ebyobutuukirivu.
Of righteousness.
N'omwoyo gwe sitaani
ntu byawe. The Spirit of the devil is
right.
We show the Holy Spirit capturing, everything passing through. The other evil spirits the fallen angel will fail to have the one they will lead. And they will be having them. They will be so much on alert. For the one who lives in heaven is consuming the entire world to lead it. You understand me here. And others were asking that the kingdom of yours will it come. He told them it is in your midst. And they say, where is it?
Yet
the Holy Spirit was in their midst.
He's
here, people have not understood him.
And
Psalms 149 says, where will I run from your spirit? He is everywhere.
But
the problem is to understand him. He appears more when you understand him. And he works so much when you understand him. John 14:14. You will see him always. For you are living, and you know him, and you understand him.
When you
understand him, he works so much.
That's
the kingdom of God in our midst, whom we proclaiming. We make others aware where he's leading them to take them in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What they have told us in Matthew, proclaim the kingdom of God. It's drawn near. It is here. But it gets closer to every person. Everyone who believes that spirit to lead them as the children of God. That is how it draws.
Yes.
For whoever tries to be
Jesus,
they have to give the spirit to lead them as a child of God. It's the way it keeps on consuming the world, finishing all places the devil has been feasting on. For when they explain that the spirit had captured this world and it put clans within the world. According to Revelation 17:15. And we shall see that they capture you as soon as you've been given birth. And they capture you from there. And they give you the other spirit to lead you. Now we're going to be passing through when you tell the truth to people. What spirit has to lead them?
Again,
Matthew 18, they tell us this. Matthew 18. Verse 18.
Matayo esura ya 18 n'onyirirwa 18 agamba bwati, mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibwa mu ggulu, era byonna bye mulisiba bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululwa mu ggulu.
Owulidde bulungi
batugamba. The thing is like this.
Bano bamalayika abaasigala babo.
These angels fallen who remain.
Jezebel
herself.
Tugenda okugamba nti basibe.
Us who she said that let them be bind, bond.
Eggulu likole.
Heaven will work.
Kubanga twakulaze mission yabo
bo balikola. Their mission they executed it.
Baba kuba mu ggulu.
They were cast from heaven. And they captured the great number they imprisoned in.
Nebo tunawa tulaba challenge.
But when we shall see this challenge.
Yes,
we they ask.
Bwe tuwangula.
When we overcome. We imprison them.
Era tulagira bulagize.
And we just command heaven.
Abaddon ita.
Abaddon pass through.
Malaika.
Angel, with the fourth trumpet, command angel Abaddon of the chain to pass through the space that will capture all evil spirits. Angel with the first trumpet, command angel Michael that will come to terrify all the evil spirits in the space. As it is written, that
if you
fulfill God's word, it is safe. Whatever you bind on earth, it won't. You are mapping and
commanding them.
The person with the map must be knowing what you are reading.
That's
what made these principalities remain in this world.
It
would have caused them to be in prison a long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
took the bridge to familiarize Christ's church. At least they would have remained in the heathens, the pagans in the world. And they
shouldn't
come to haunt the church like this. We would have been overcomers so much, and we are very powerful. But what is more beyond this? Let's wait on Sunday. And we see how Satan asked the challenge, and the way we are going to continue to imprison them.
We'll
move on and see how heaven appeared and the door of heaven and the questions on the door of heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Anyone with a question? Anyone with a question, stand up, you come and ask it. So we may not take time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
question I've been asking
is
in Ezekiel chapter 8.
Kiraga nti abasajja bano baali bawabali ebisolo mwe balabikira.
It shows that his men had chosen creatures through which they appear through.
Kitegeeza abasajja bano basobola okwefuula ekisolo kyonna ku nsi kuno.
These the fallen angels can make themselves become any animal in this world. Like we saw it in Ezekiel.
We saw in 2 Corinthians 11:13-14
that they can decide to make themselves whatever they want. And what fails them? I told you a person with light or the seal of God. They forge an animal, but when you look at them, it's not the right one. It is something very forged.
And
you begin to see that it gets out of it. And it's an image which is not fulfilled and complete. That's what God speaks of.
That
he created man upright and he began to invent many things.
But
not only us who remained in inventing things.
A
person who invents has a spirit behind leading him into that, which tells him to do that. You are not led by the Spirit of the Lord, you are led by the spirit of the devil. The spirit working in the children of disobedience. That is Ephesians 2, verse 1-3. Praise Jesus, brethren. Yesterday we saw on Satan Apostle, and he was a cherubim, and he was anointed. After him falling, what anointing did he remain with? Psalms 109. All the anointing of his was cast, filled with a curse. And he clothed it like a garment which moved through him like the waters.
So
now his anointing has a curse. That's why this time he went there, that anointing was painful where you went. You read Psalms 109. From verse 16, you see of the anointing he remained with. It was filled with a curse. Praise Jesus so much.
Angered about the devil. Omuntu kati Satani kubanga ayogeddeko n'ogamba afuba nnyo aweze namba nene
erwane
ne giri akatu kati Satani yasuubirayo kuddayo okuwangula.
The devil thinks he has a chance to overcome again. He doesn't want to get destroyed alone. From Abraham, that is Genesis, to the birth of Jesus, which is in Matthew 1. There are 42,000 years. Now from Abraham, getting back to when Abraham fell, there to the 42,000 years. When he joined them, it's 84,000 years. The war failed him for all that long.
Now
that head which can never admit and understand. That's why he said that he knew that he had a little time. When he failed in heaven, he knew that the time is very short for being cast into the lake of fire. Now what he does,
Jezebel
is the one trying to cheer him up, saying, no, I am going to gather an army. We have to fight. I'm not a widower. have not accepted it. The other fallen angel is cheering him up. Telling him, me, I have not been imprisoned. I have an army. We are going to do everything possible to join an army. We have to fight you when he comes back. That's Revelation 16. 14 to 16. They are gathering. But they are gathering an army. You wonder. They are going to get them from hell when they have beaten them. They have no strength to raise a hand. Now he expects to command such an army weak. The devil is really full. In him there is nothing like a seed of wisdom. Even they who follow him are just like the same. When you find someone is enshrined, I hear a false prophet, I hear he's in a religion, all of them are the same. There is nothing like sanity in them. It's not to say we are abusing them, but there is nothing like wisdom and sanity. For you who doesn't, who is not sure where you're going, you don't know where you came from, and where you are, you don't know. What kind of wisdom is in you? You don't read the word of God.
And
God asks in Jeremiah 8, verse 8,
if
they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within their heads? And he answers in Job,
and he says
that wisdom isn't right. He's of the devil. And he says, Jeremiah 4, 21 down, that these people are fools, they are senseless children. They are wise in doing evil, but in doing good there is no knowledge. Don't think that within that head there is wisdom. The head of the devil, nothing is within it. And all who serve him. Only us are one who is with wisdom. For wisdom is Christ himself. Whoever rejects Christ has no wisdom. This is not abusing. We are preaching the right thing. Bible speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 1:18-24. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God and it's the power of God. Whoever has no Christ has no wisdom besides claiming that we are abusing, but it's just preaching.
That
if they tell you have a tumor is there, have they abused you?
In Christ
we know. He told us, when we're with him and his word in us, we can ask everything he's given us. Now that is things like that. What you have to do is one thing. The devil knows things failed. But he wants to join you and they were going to be destroyed. What you have to do is fight yourself.
And
you know the truth of the word of God and you fight him. What I feel within me and what I was trained most is to destroy the devil's works in himself. Preaching, we are preaching. But in all we speak, the intention is to destroy the works of the devil.
To
destroy all who are executing them. For when you destroy only the works, and the workers you have left to them, you have done nothing. They will do it again. You cannot enter a strong man's house and destroy his works, except when you forsbound him and you destroy the works. For if you not born him, when you spoil them, he resumes them. Now we're going to imprison them, and
then
people will be saved, and we destroy the works of the devil is done within them, adultery, robbery, things of unrighteousness. If you've been knowing that you preach someone to be saved, and the one who has been making them do evil, you've not born them, they will do it again. The Bible says they come back when you've cleaned the house and they go mobilize 70 demons. He says, my house, they will claim it, the house. He goes for his 70 colleagues and they come. We have to cause them to be bound. And after we destroy their works,
we
work serious salvation. God bless.